I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Not so fast there, Mr. Obama. That's the message the Supreme Court sent to the president last night when it put its plan to clean up the country's electric power system on hold. The decision is at least a short-term victory for 27 states and energy industry parties. They'd challenged the Obama administration's plan to cut pollution from power plants by more than 30%. The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, joins me now. Peter, this was such a big deal when it was announced last summer, and the president and others in his administration have argued since that they were on very solid legal footing. So what's up with this decision?
Yeah, it was a pretty big surprise, Carol, as you said. The Supreme Court has held for a decade that the EPA has the right to regulate carbon dioxide under the Clean Air Act. That's a 40-plus-year-old law. That is the foundation of the Clean Power Plan, and that plan, in turn, is a major part of the commitments that the U.S. made at that big climate summit in Paris in December to help fight climate change. But that's now all in some doubt, although we won't know its ultimate fate for quite a while now, probably at least until after the president leaves office next year.
That's pretty incredible. How did this whole thing come about? Who got together to force the court to come to this decision?
Well, what happened was that a coalition of states and fossil fuel industry interests sued the administration over the plan. They said that it overstepped EPA's authority. They weren't specifically challenging them on the issue of carbon dioxide, but on the degree to which the plan dictates big changes in how states must handle their energy mix. They also argued it would cost thousands of jobs in the coal industry and push up the price of electricity. So an appeals court in Washington is now reviewing those arguments, but has declined or had declined to put the plan on hold in the meantime. The challengers appealed that decision to the Supreme Court. Now the high court has said that, yes, the plan should be put on hold until it finishes working its way through the courts.
So essentially, the parties that oppose it are saying it's a case of federal overreach. So what happens now? I mean, what's the future for this plan? Could it be dead?
It could be. The lower court will hear arguments later this year. But whichever way it rules, the fight will almost certainly end up in the Supreme Court itself. And in effect, yesterday's decision was a statement by the majority of the court that the challengers have at least a reasonable chance of succeeding.
Do you think the Supreme Court has signaled that they're likely to rule that way, that the Clean Power Plan does go too far?
Well, it's all tea leaf reading there, of course, but there are some interesting leaves to read. The pivotal player, of course, is, as usual, Justice Anthony Kennedy. The one-paragraph order in the case yesterday made it clear that Kennedy was among the five justices supporting the stay, so he's clearly in play. And his record on relevant cases is definitely mixed. So the fate of what is arguably the biggest piece of President Obama's climate change agenda could come down to Justice Kennedy.
The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Carol.